profit a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his soul? We've tried to make sense of it all, and it's about time we put our cards on the table. We're not like you. We came from another place. To push the buttons and then go away. It's not what I say, it's the sound that moves it. Discredit God's UFO. While they discredit themselves, pathetic with their obelisk, pathetic tying the solar plexus to the pyramid, and then siphoning off the life force to divinate themselves, when actually it's God. Time to take out the trash.
Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Asher tna horcha al hashamayim.
Good evening again, my friends. I greet you warmly in the name of our risen Lord, Yeshua, Almighty God, and I welcome you back to an Eventide devotional. From the book of Micah tonight, and the remnant shall be in the midst of many people as dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. You know, my friends, the Word of God often compares His people to the life-giving dew. Like the dew, God's people nourish His creation humbly, silently, and almost without perception or appreciation. As the dews of heaven, His lambs choose, as their time of refreshment, a darkened world where all men are sleeping and few can see their silent life-giving work. They cover the leaves with clusters of pearls, They impart into the blossoms of the flowers and the leaves new cupfuls of sweet life. They pour themselves down among the roots of the grasses and tender herbs and plants, losing themselves altogether. And yet they are not lost. For in the morning, there is fresh life everywhere, and new beauty abounds. The fields are greener, the gardens are more fragrant, and all nature is clothed in his fresh luxuriance. Here, my friends, if it is anywhere in the word, is our blueprint or our heavenly paradigm for service in his kingdom, that we should be willing to lose ourselves in the self-forgetful love of his calling and service, as the dew loses itself in the blossom of the rose, caring only that other lives shall be sweeter, happier, and holier, and not that honor should come to us. We are, many of us, too anxious that our names shall be written in large letters on the things we do, even on what we do for our master. And we are not willing to sink ourselves out of sight and let him alone have the praise for what we do. Our Lord's teachings on this subject are very plain. He says, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen of them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, when you do your good works, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the churches and on the streets to be honored by men. For as he says, they have received their reward in full. They have that which they seek, the applause and the gratitude of men. This, my friends, is a most insightful test, both to God and to us, of our relationship with him. Are we willing to be as the dew, to steal abroad in the darkness, carrying blessings to men's doors, blessings that shall enrich the lives of others and do them good, and then run away again before those we have helped or blessed awaken to know what hand it was that brought the gift? Are we willing to work for others in the name of our Lord without earthly gratitude, without recognition, without human praise, and without requital? Are we content to have our lives poured out like the dew, to bless the world and make it more fruitful, and yet remain hidden away ourselves? Is it enough for us to see the fruits of our toil and sacrifice in others' spiritual growth and deeper happiness and knowledge of our Lord, and yet never hear our names spoken of in praise or honor? Or perhaps even hearing others praised for things that we, in fact, had done? Hear what the word of the Lord has to say, my friends, on this. From the book of Psalms, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. His lambs are not only marked, my friends, by a glad obedience to our risen Lord, but that obedience rests totally upon the service of sacrifice. The words here, rendered willing, are translated throughout the Old Testament as free will offerings. And that is true. As priests after the order of Melchizedek, adorned in the beauties of his righteousness, birthed into this fallen world from the womb of heaven itself. The sacrifice we have come to offer, my friends, is ourselves. It is this obedience, this willing silent sacrifice that our Heavenly Father recounts as the morning dews, bringing life and refreshment to His creation. And that wafting, sweet smell of incense throughout all the corridors of heaven. Amen. Amen. As always tonight, I would like to thank Zeph and Trish for the use of their music. We opened with Sounding, and we will close with In the Air Tonight, Dub. Zeph and Trish's music can be found at ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. That's ReverbNation/ZedJah.com. And all of Zeph's work can be found at his Unified site. That's ZephDaniel.podbean.com. ZephDaniel.podbean.com. Excuse me. It's been a long day. My voice is beginning to go. The last couple of days I've been driving late into the night, into storms. Last night when I came home, I had barely half a windshield that I could see out of for the last 40 minutes in an ice storm that was so bad my defrosters and windshield wipers simply couldn't keep up. About every mile or two, I was having to squirt the windows with de-icing fluid just to break off enough of the ice so that I could see. Just times like that. And I'm very glad I know and trust Almighty God. For when I am in danger, I can turn it over to Him. I know the Lord, and He knows my way home. Amen. Until the next time, my friends, have a wonderful, wonderful evening in our risen Lord. Good night.
How could I ever forget?